وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. And whatever misfortune or calamity befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons much. Also from Ibn Majah, which is authentic from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, who said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, O Muhajireen, there are five things with which you shall be tried. And I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I should live to see them. The first of them is immoral and lewd behavior. This is wicked sexual conduct, fornication, homosexuality, infidelity, all types of sexual immorality. So he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he mentioned the first one, which is fahisha. The immoral lewd behavior never appears among a people to the point that they begin to commit it openly, except that a plague and diseases spread amongst them that were never known to their predecessors. And a group of people do not cheat in weights and measures, except that they will be struck with famine, severe calamity, and a tyranny, and the tyranny of the ruler shall be inflicted upon them. They are not a people who withhold the zakah upon their wealth, except that the rain shall be withheld from the sky. And were it not for the animals, no rain would fall upon them. And they are not a people who break their covenant with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that Allah will enable their enemies to overpower them and take what is in their hands of possession. And they are not rulers, or there is not known to be rulers who withhold from judging by the book of Allah and seeking all good from that which Allah has revealed, except that Allah will cause enmity and fighting between them. Cause, my brothers and sisters, and effect. The cause is sin. The effect is calamity. When you look at what you do and the calamity that befalls you, measure the two of them together. And ask yourselves the question, what have I done to deserve this calamity? Maybe I need to return to Allah and seek His forgiveness. And be obedient to Allah. And stop transgressing against myself and against others. And maybe Allah will remove the calamity from me. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained some of the punishments that the ummah will be seized with at the end of time when they fall into sinfulness, withholding of zakah, breaking the covenant with Allah and His Messenger, drinking of wine or that which intoxicates in another name other than wine. Those people who fornicate and make that acceptable. Those people who are promiscuous. Those individuals who are tempted, wal-iyadu billah, by homosexuality. They shall receive calamity for their sins. Those individuals that prefer to watch women who are strangers to them, dance for them, and sing for them, and listen to music. Did you not hear, my brothers and sisters, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Musa, authentically reported by Ibn Majah? that Allah will cause the earth to swallow them up, this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there will be people within this ummah. That Allah will cause the earth to swallow some of them up. Others will be transformed into apes and pigs. There is no doubt that the link between the cause and the result, or the cause and the uquba, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a link that cannot be separated. You do good, Allah will reward you with good. You do evil, then expect calamities. And blame not, except your own selves. So Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us of the punishment that some of this ummah will be seized with at the end of time, when they fall into wickedness, sinfulness, immoral behavior, and then they make that apparent in society. How many Muslims there are today who rejoice in their sins in public? And they advertise their sins in public, and they call others to their sins in public. It is bad enough that the kuffar, that they do it, but they are devoid of guidance and devoid of an upright religion that teaches morality. But Muslims who have a deen, who have a deen that guides them, they have a book that was revealed to mankind that they have recognized as the book of Allah. They have a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has set an example for them. Yet they call to sin and transgression and disobedience to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize them or send upon them calamity for their disobedience. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Let them beware, those who oppose the command of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lest they be seized with a tribulation, or that they be punished with a severe punishment. For whom, my brothers and sisters, except for those who disobey? Allah afflicts them with tribulation. Tribulation of disease. Tribulation within the family. Discord, sadness, depression. All types of chronic diseases that they are not settled in their hearts. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give them the tawfiq to be those who remember Allah much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will try those who are disobedient to Him. And that is a sign of Allah's punishment upon them. And that's just in this life. Then there is the life of the grave and the life of the hereafter. For the transgressors, the disobedient ones, then that is worse than what they will suffer within this life. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. So reflect, my barakallahu feekum, my brothers and sisters. Reflect upon the state of many of the Muslims in our times. Then you see that which they have been afflicted with, of punishments, whether in the form of diseases or plagues, infection, starvation, drought, earthquakes, floods, wars, battles, civil conflict, killing, tribulation, tyranny, unsettled in their hearts, sad and depressed. So the results are plain to see for the one who reflects and looks at the consequences of our sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in His book, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And whatever misfortune or calamity befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons much. Your calamity is at your own hands. But Allah will pardon. And He will forgive to the one, or He will forgive the one who turns to Him, seeking His forgiveness and His repentance. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادِ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ عَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا لَأَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that evil and corruption has appeared on the land because of what the hands of men have earned